motherfucker. Missing consonants, the raggedy way a beggar or a badass misses teeth. It found the shape of our mouths, snuck in like a second story man, and laid claim to whatever adult or adulation lay inside. See, sixth grade's Paul Daniels was one crazy motherfucker for doing push-ups in the middle of Detroit's Myers Road during after-school traffic, daunting the cars with a slow count to 10 before he sauntered off the asphalt. He was also the motherfucker you wanted on your side if some shit was gonna jump off. This in a town where even the mayor might call you motherfucker, like he did the governor of Michigan. And then explain to the press that, look, it wasn't nothing personal. Y'all asked me 20 times if I thought the man was gonna sign the budget, and I said, hell, ask the motherfucker yourself. Think pronoun. Think colorful replacement for him. And when Motown's Carl Carlton said, she's a bad mamma jamma, we knew the code he was speaking to us in the streets. Thanks for the alternative, Carl. One we can slip slide off the tongue in front of teacher. One that even the Sunday preacher might sneak into sermon. But when it comes down to it, when the shit hits the fan, you gotta get all verb tense about it. And motherfuck all the pretense, cause I'm about to act a motherfucking fool up in this joint. I mean, will the real motherfucker please stand up? Are you the devoted fucker of mother? One who would stay to raise his kids to be bigger, better, better motherfuckers? Are you one who simply fucks our mothers? One who fucks any mother in sight? One who, by fucking, left bastards behind? One who fucks his own mother? One who could make themselves their own bastard child? And would you please tell us? Why you always seem to boil down to one simpler, smaller word. Another one we could fit in our mouths, but never figure all the way out. Daddy.